The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on our show, police have heroically tased, beaten, and arrested yet another dangerous menace to our society. This time it was an 86-year-old disabled grandmother. Good work, men! A little girl was forced to throw her pet turtle away before an AirTran flight would allow her on the plane. And a German student decided to protest the presence of a biker gang by throwing a puppy at them. Show again. It is 2 cents for July 2nd, 2010. I'm your host, Stu Griffin, and with me, as always, is my wonderfully bald co-host, Jibba. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, just fine. I'm worn out.
Well, yeah.
And throw cunt. Oh, boy. Let me tell you.
That con gets busier and busier every
year. Single year. We were. If you were not at Anthrocon, you missed... How can you put it? The clusterfuck of the gods. That's what that con is. It's amazing. There's so much stuff going on there too.
Yeah, all at once.
All at once. They had, it's like the first parade had like 713 some odd fursuiters and...
I have no idea.
We didn't even see each other nearly the entire con. He ran off doing stuff, I ran off doing stuff, I was doing shows, he was doing shows. We hardly ever saw each other, except for that one time where we had passionate sex.
Yeah,
but that was in the hallway.
Yeah, it was in the hallway, in the back room.
Yeah, that happens at fur cons. You know, passionate sex. Kittens sometimes are involved with tape.
Was that a kitten?
I think that was a kitten.
Really?
It was a kitten or a really large rat. Well, you couldn't tell because of the duct tape.
Right.
So you never know. But they could have shaved its tail. No, cat tail. That could have been it. It could have been it. These are you know, fur cons. Go, Anthrocon. Go there today. Actually, go there.
Buddha.
Buddha. Buddha.
Buddha.
Buddha.
Sue Buddha.
Sue Buddha.
Sue Buddha.
Sue Buddha.
Sue Buddha.
Oh Lord, you know, I had so many for those people at Anthrocon this year. I had so many people coming up to me. Asking me about the almond face. What is this almond face to? Apparently, somebody had a stand-up act. Well, they told everybody in the place about just the exact face that I make when I've got a really sore ass and I'm having a bowel movement involving almonds. Thank you very much, Jibba.
I didn't do shit.
You did it.
I didn't do shit.
I will get you back.
No, you won't.
I will get you back for this.
It's right.
Going to happen. I'm going to get him back.
Try it.
I'm going to do it.
Try me. Go
I'm going to get you back.
You ain't getting me back.
Oh, my gosh.
I shit at work.
Well, where?
Well, you ain't going to know nothing about where. You ain't, I'm going to come home, go to sleep, drink, go to work, shit, eat, and play at work. And you ain't getting shit out of me.
Oh, I see. All of his bodily functions are going to happen in private, just so I don't get a hold of him. Oh, man. You know, I've been hearing there's, I know that the iPhone people, the people who love iPhone, I know you guys have been hearing so much about this, and you hate it, but I'm going to bring it up again. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that the iPhone, now the new one came out, and of course everybody rushed out to get it.
Right.
And so people were, you know, making calls on it like you normally do, but they kept dropping the calls, and then iPhone came out and said, well, you're holding it wrong. You have to hold it like 4 inches away from your face and off to the side. So like, this is the recommended Apple position for the new iPhone, apparently. And I don't get it.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
No.
No. No, you cannot.
See, all the people out there that love the Apple, this is the reason why you shouldn't buy the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy it.
One of the reasons.
There's like...
The other reasons is if they ever do get it fixed, it's still just a big company telling you what you can and can't do with your own damn hardware. And moving on. how's the bunny back there? We got a bunny tonight, this evening? Is he sitting back? There he is.
I think I'm here.
Hey, how's it going back there? You awake?
Yeah, I'm awake, and there's a distinct lack of carrots back here.
You need some carrots, huh?
My union demanded in my contract that I get carrots.
Well, yeah, hey, we're just the bunny union can go to hell for right now. We're still working up that deal. We're working up the deal. Okay, well,
I'll talk to the boss.
Oh, boss bunny.
The boss bunny.
Oh dear, I can just see this menacing thing right now, the boss bunny.
Yep, and there are plenty of restaurants that will take care of
that.
That will hire.
Employ this bunny to be in a pan.
In a pan or a pot making stew.
Well, also remember, hey, we got Antheria coming up here first weekend in October.
Yes.
It's going to be holy crap fun. Got a lot of great guests, including Stan Sakai. Matt Ebel's going to show up and perform a show. Bucktown Tiger, we got some doing something.
You're doing
Uncle I'm
show?
Doing something. Uncle Cog is doing something. I'm sure that Jibble will show up and talk about my almond face again.
Yeah, if you want to hear that story, come to Anthony.
Yeah. But we've also got, I'm going to be at Rocky Mountain FurCon, and we're both going to be at Indy FurCon.
At Indy FurCon.
So, we got a busy couple of months coming.
Yeah.
We're
going to
be everywhere. But, you know what? For now, how about we do some news?
Let's do some news.
Oh, my holy God. It's time for the news. We are, by the way, getting the whole animation thing. We have some for you. I have some for you soon, baby.
Girl.
It's going to help you. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, in Berlin. No, anywhere else but Berlin is this going to happen.
Berlin.
So do I. A German student created a major traffic jam in Bavaria. In Bavaria. Never mind, it wasn't in Berlin. The story's out of Berlin. This happened in Bavaria. After making a rude gesture at a group of Hell's Angels motorcycle gang members, hurling a puppy at them, and then escaping on a stolen bulldozer. German police said on Monday that after making his getaway from the Hell's Angels club, the 26-year-old dumped the bulldozer, causing a 5-kilometer traffic jam near the southern town of Allershausen, local police said. Then fled to his home nearby, where he was apprehended by the police. What motivated him to throw a puppy at the Hell's Angel is currently unclear, said a spokesman for the local police, adding that the student had lately been suffering from depression. The puppy is now in safe hands, the spokesman added. Now, I've had days where, you know, I've just wanted to put a bunch of sticky notes all over the walls, throw darts at them, and plan my day.
Yeah.
You know, just like,
right.
Okay, bulldozers, motorcycle gang, and puppy. I can make this work. I can do this. How?
And he was 26 years old?
26 years old. Prime time of life to be throwing puppies at Hell's Angels and getting away on bulldozers. I think that was a grand idea.
It's a grand idea, but I don't understand. How did he get away in the bulldozer? Could they not stop him?
Well, okay, think about it. They were probably faster than him, but have you ever tried to wreck a motorcycle into a bulldozer? How are they going to get him off the road?
Shoot him.
Well,
he's in Germany.
I don't know. I don't think they can. Can they carry guns in Germany? You guys will tell. I'm sure they'll tell us.
Well, the police.
Police can, yeah. Wait, no, it's Germany. Pew, 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 pew. German guns make a pew.
I mean,
I think it would be funny.
I think it would be funny, too.
This is one of those things I wish I could have seen, even at the expense of a puppy.
But the puppy does okay.
The puppy's okay.
So it's good.
Damn you. You know, it would have been completely different. It'd have been completely different if he hadn't forgot to pull the pin on that puppy. You know? Teeth and fur and shit everywhere. That's what happened. He just forgot to pull the pin. Pull the puppy pin from now on. Pull the pin.
Actually, that's something I want to see. If you have access to a bulldozer, I want to see a police chase in a bulldozer on CNN or ABC or NBC and CBS and TBS and TBN and TNT.
Someone throwing puppies out at the police. Back! Back, spawns of Satan! That's the... Okay, you know, I got to admit, you know, I'm not all... I don't like animal abuse, but there are certain extreme cases where I think it's worth it.
That was very creative.
That was very creative. I agree with that. That was very creative, if nothing else.
Throw a puppy at a chain gang and try to get away in a bulldozer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then flee the crime scene, leaving a traffic jam and get
Gotta admire the this guy's sense of random.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of that, you know. Yeah, the only way he could have gotten any more random is if, you know, after he got off the bulldozer, you know, he stuffed a banana in a condom and then stuffed it up his ass and then did a backflip or two and then jumped off a building and died. You know, that would have been a perfect, you know, ending to that. But
can you see the autopsy?
I could just see an old man with a scalpel just going, "What the fuck?" You know? That would be one of those moments. "What the fuck? I quit." Yep. Oh, man. In Atlanta.
Atlanta.
A caged 2-inch turtle traveling with a 10-year-old girl caused a crew to turn around a taxiing plane, take the girl and her sister off the flight, and tell them they couldn't bring the pet along. The sisters threw the animal in a cage in the trash and returned to their seats crying Tuesday after Airways employees said that the jetway said they couldn't care for the turtle. Rebecca said the three were led into the jetway and told they had to get rid of the baby turtle named Natiri after the princess in the movie Avatar if they wanted to reboard. I asked, "What do you mean get rid of it?" And they said, "Throw it away." She said, "I was very sad, and I felt bad for my little sister because it was her first pet, and she was planning to take care of it herself." So, I guess, you know, this is the new... There are things, ladies and gentlemen, I know this sounds cruel, but there are things that the TSA knows that we don't know. You know, you never know. This could be the next wave of terrorism. You know, I keep picturing, you know, that turtle from the old Bugs Bunny, you know, Tortoise and the Hare, just walking on a plane going, "Well... Oh, Akbar!" Blowing the hell up. I can see that happening. You know, it's possible.
But, wait, my question is, because it looks like she made it through the TSA.
She did.
Well, then it wasn't the TSA that turned around. That was AirTran employees.
You're right, it was. Because she actually made it through.
Right, because there's
security.
No, you can make it through security with animals.
Yes.
So that's not a. That was AirTran's fault.
Yeah, that was AirTran. That was all AirTran. That wasn't the TSA.
I mean, I don't like the TSA. I used to work for them, but I would defend them if they didn't do shit wrong. In this case,
no, it wasn't them. They said no problem. But yeah, in this case, I think AirTran. I mean, they even had a little picture of it. Damn thing was, you know, this big, standing on its hind legs. Oh. It was just with a boner. It was this big. It was a tiny little thing, and I guess it was going to blow up.
Well,
it was
going to
blow up.
I know AirTran, they do not allow animals on their plane anyway.
They do. Dogs and cats, they already, and birds. Dogs and cats and birds, they said in the article, but not turtles.
Then I'm under the... Then I guess I'm wrong, because I was under the impression that AirTran did not allow...
That's what it said in the article at this point.
Okay.
Apparently, they did mention something about being concerned about reptile viruses or something like that, but I don't know. I think that they just thought it was going to blow up. You know why? Because I think that's a funny image! I want to see a little turtle blow up!
It could do damage!
I don't care!
But can you see it? Can you see it? We're in a plane, and the little girl just puts the turtle next to the window, and it's a ghost. And the window blows out, and everybody's sucked out through the window.
You know, actually, something else I can see is like in the old Tom and Jerry cartoons, like when they get the tiny little firecracker.
Oh, yeah.
Set it down, and then it goes, boom! And just the entire plane fuck Lockerbie, man. This thing's like, whoa! Nobody can save it because of a little freaking turtle. I think that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me of when I was flying to Pittsburgh. I thought I was going to die.
Yes, yes. There was some bad turbulence on the way there.
I got to the point where ladies were screaming on my plane. People were knocking their head against the side of the plane. It was bad.
Turtles were running up
turtles
and down the aisle, screaming. And
cats and dogs.
Blowing up.
We had two fucking dogs on my plane, and they wouldn't shut the fuck up. I wanted to go over there and just twist one of the...
Excuse, pardon me, lady. It'll just take a second. Yes.
And then she's like, what'd you do to my...
You gotta do it. It's the quickest way. It's the quickest way to do it. In Oklahoma, police tasered an 86-year-old disabled grandma in her bed and stepped on her oxygen hose until she couldn't breathe after her grandson called 911 seeking medical assistance. The woman and her grandson claim in federal court in Oklahoma City. Though the grandson said, don't tase my granny, El Reno police officer told another cop to taser and wrote in his report that he did so because the old woman, quote, took a more aggressive posture in her bed, unquote, according to the complaint. Lonnie Tinsley claims that he called 911 after he went to check on his grandmother. He found in her bed, connected a portable oxygen generator with a long hose, and she is in marginal health and takes several prescription medicines daily.
Medicine.
And was unable to tell him exactly what she'd taken, so he called 911 to ask for emergency medical technician to come to the apartment and check her out. In response, as many as 10 El Reno police officers shoved in their way into the house, pushed through the door. The grandma said, told him to get out of the apartment. Instead, the apparent leader of the police instructed another policeman to tase her. He stated in his report that the 86-year-old plaintiff took a more aggressive posture in her bed and that he was fearful for his safety and the safety of others. They seek punitive damage for constitutional violations from the city of El Reno. And I hope they win. You know, this is not that I'm bashing. There's a lot of people out there think that I do too much police bashing. Well, I want to say, you know, if it wasn't for the police, you know, we would have, you know, absolute terrors like this 86-year-old woman running around the streets. And I could be dead. You could be dead. She could get on a plane bringing turtles,
right?
Exploding shit.
Sitting in her chair taking offensive poses.
Yes. I mean, you know, you think it's all fun and games until, you know, an old lady in her bed takes a more aggressive posture in her bed. Did you see that? See, that's not funny when that happens. You know, I mean, it may be a joke and everything, but no. Let me tell you, if you're not a trained professional in these matters, you must call the police when that happens.
Yes.
And they will take these dangerous people down.
Yes.
You know, that's what they're here for. It's their job. And God bless them that risking their lives every day. I hope they go to hell and die.
Sue Buddha.
I'm liking this new language we got going on. Very simple so far.
Yeah. We'll get hard
to miscommunicate. I like it when it's hard to miscommunicate. Let's see. In California.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. A Salinas man was accused of trying to sell his six-month-old baby for $25 Tuesday. He was assaulted while being held in Monterey County Jail. Patrick Fosek, 38, and Samantha Tomasini, 20, the baby's mother, were arrested on Wednesday at their residence. Police said Fosek had approached two women and asked to use their cell phone outside Walmart. After he finished his phone call, they said, Fosek asked the women who had been playing with the baby if they'd like to purchase his daughter for $25. The couple pleaded not guilty today to charges. They tried to sell their six-month-old baby for $25 Tuesday night outside Walmart. The couple is expected to appear in court July 7th. You know, $25 babies at Walmart. Everyday low prices. I've never seen a baby being sold for so less. It just,
and they're knocking prices down.
They're rolling back.
Rolling
them back, even on the babies.
They used to be $30. They rolled them back to $25.
I can just see those little price tags just falling away, and there's a lower number under there. It's just everything that comes in contact with Walmart, just rolling back. Rolling back prices. I'd have bought it.
Rolling back prices in a single store.
Yeah. I'd have bought the damn thing and eaten it. I would put barbecue sauce on it, and I would eat it. I would share some with you. We could share the baby. Would you like to share a baby with us? Too bad you can't, because it would have been ours.
Exactly.
We would have eaten this baby, and it would have been barbecued, slow roasted over a nice mesquite barbecue fire with a side potato salad and...
Well, let's see.
What else?
Go well with baby.
Asparagus?
Yes.
Yes. Asparagus, potato salad, barbecue baby, and...
Maybe in, like...
Beer. A good dark beer.
A good dark... Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting hungry now. Sam Adams. Oh, yes. Sam Adams would work. I like it. And only $25. Damn it. I missed out, and I'm in the damn state.
This was right down the street.
Right down the street. Why couldn't we have been there? Damn.
But he wouldn't have sold the baby to us.
Probably not. Because we are, as a gay couple, we're in an inappropriate environment to raise children.
Yes, apparently.
Ask the government. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the time I've got. Okay. Right. Okay. Toronto. And that's Canada, by the way. For those of you who don't know, it's Toronto, Canada. Marika Di Florio is using bare breasts to win a feud with her neighbor. The 56-year-old says she is sick and tired of her neighbor's 5-year-old grandson driving a loud all-terrain vehicle for hours on the on her quiet street in Sealy Bay near Kingston. So, she found a solution. She has discovered that if she goes out topless, the boy's horrified grandparents rush out and bring the child into the house. And she said she will continue to go topless every time the child rides the ATV. She is not breaking a law, because in Canada, women are allowed to go topless. DeFlorio says she decided to go topless to solve the problem because police wouldn't do anything about the ATV noise. She said it's the bravest thing she has ever done. I'll do what I have to eradicate this problem, she says. You know, I'm not always one for, you know, the whole public breastfeeding thing and the boobs. I'm kind of, you know, one for everybody should keep it kind of, you know, tucked in public. But
right.
In a case like this, if I was rule of the world, I'd have to go, you know what? You go ahead. That's cool. If you can manage to terrify children and piss off your neighbors with boobs, you're doing good.
A-okay.
You're okay with I. That's, yeah. You've earned a spot in the Ranting Griffin Hall of Fame for your boobs. The only pair of boobs to ever make it into the Ranting Griffin Hall of Fame. That just
really?
Now got started. Just at this moment. So, yeah.
So now we have the Ranting Griffin Hall of Fame, and we have the Golden Jibbers.
The Golden Jibbers and the Ranting Griffin Hall of Fame. And the first inductee into the Ranting Griffin Hall of Fame is this set of knockers. Because it's frightening a child. And for God's sake, if there's nothing more valuable on this planet, it's a frightened child. I love frightened children. They're so much fun.
Yes, they are.
Sometimes they shit. Oh, yeah. Kind of looks like we just shit. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord, what's going on
okay.
now?
Okay. You know what's going on now.
No.
You know what time it is,
no.
Jibba?
No, I don't
Do
know
Do you
time
know
it
what
is.
Time it is?
We're going to move this cup this way.
I will tell you what time it is. It is time for the Gore News.
I'm going to laugh.
We got a little more time than I thought we would, so we may just have to take this slow.
I'm not going to laugh.
You're not going to laugh?
Mm-mm.
No. You know what? You're going to laugh. The last one, he's going to laugh, folks. I'm telling you, he's going to laugh.
I'm not going to laugh.
And the last one doesn't even have a dead person, and he's going to laugh. Okay. In Massachusetts, an old woman was killed when a utility worker came to turn off the electricity to her house. The utility worker followed correct procedure and no one else was hurt. He simply didn't know the woman was on a medical breathing assistant machine. And the bitch suffocated. Just... what a world. Boom. Look at him. Oh, he's taking it. He's taking it, ladies and gentlemen. He's taking it on the chin. He's doing it. He's doing well. Okay. In England, a married couple left their baby at his grandmother's house so that she could watch it while they went out shopping. At some point during the day, the grandmother fell asleep on the couch, leaving her her two dogs she had in the house an opportunity to pull the baby off the table and nom it until it was gone. There was nothing left. The dogs went, nom, nom, nom. No more baby. Hello, there was some baby. Oops, no, there is not. And the dogs are standing around going, well, we didn't see no baby. There wasn't a baby here, man. Oh, excuse me. There was nommed a baby. I am very jealous of those dogs. Come on, Jibba. You can, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear him laugh. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. Mm-mm. It's okay, man. We're all behind you. You can do this. You can do it. Okay. In Spain.
I need a break.
No, you can't. No, we gotta keep going, man. We gotta keep going. You can do this. Okay? In Spain, a train pulled up to a station in which a bunch of ravers had gathered on the tracks to wave their infernal glow sticks around while they waited for their ride. As luck would have it, it wasn't that train's stop. The train plowed right through the group, killing 12 and injuring 14. Now, if there's one thing I want to see in my life, it's some glow sticks going poof, and flying away from a train, along with bodies, limbs, and pacifiers, a lot of bling, you know, just all at once. It would be like an atom bomb of dance. I want to see that one of these days. Please. Can somebody show me this thing? Does anybody have the video? I want to see the video of this. Because I think it would be awesome. Are you okay? You gonna make it? Okay. He's gonna make it. It's okay. It's okay, Jibba. You can do it. You make it through this whole thing. He's gonna make it through this whole thing. Mm-hmm. In Alabama, a guy decided to get drunk and climb over the fence of an electrical substation. He then began climbing on the equipment, resulting in a 44,000 volt arc of electricity pass through him. He then walked to the emergency room with his clothes burned off, where the doctors discovered that his nuts had been cooked until they were gone. Nature is working, ladies and gentlemen. It's working. I have faith in nature. This person should not breed, and now he can't. Everything's wonderful. Karma is beautiful. Don't you think karma is beautiful? Just say karma is beautiful with me. Say karma is beautiful with me. Okay, we're gonna have to move on.
No.
We're gonna have to move on now.
Please, take a break.
We're gonna have to move on.
No.
Break. We got break in 8 minutes. No, actually 12 minutes.
No.
12 minutes before break.
No.
We got 12 minutes. We can do this, Jibba. You can do this, man. I think, Bunny, I'm checking on, is it 12 minutes?
Actually, y'all got 7.
7 minutes before the timer reads 40 minutes?
That is correct, sir.
7 minutes. Okay, well, so we got 7. All right. It's groovy.
No.
Okay, here we go.
No.
In Ohio, an old man on his 86th birthday was in the drive-thru line at McDonald's. While trying to pay for his order, he dropped a handful of change on the ground. So, he opened up his car door and leaned out to pick it up. This wedged his foot on the accelerator and the car took off, dragging the man across 4 city blocks and cratering into a cement wall until he was dead. Happy 86th birthday, man! If they can find all your ass, I don't think you're there anymore. I think he probably flew into little pieces. Him and those ravers. If only he had some glow sticks. But no, it was just McNuggets. McNuggets everywhere. Okay. Last one. This doesn't even have a dead person in it. If Jibba can make it through this, it will be the first time ever, finally in Illinois, a woman was really pissed off at her ex-husband. She was so pissed off that she went to her local Ford dealership, asked to test drive an F-150 pickup truck, then ignited the truck with gasoline and drove it through his house. Right through his house. Now, nobody died. But I read this because that's something that Jibba has always wanted to do. Is light up a truck and drive it through the house. He's talked about it for years. Somebody beat him to it. And it was an F-150 Ford pickup truck, too. She just should have put the... If she'd only had, you know, put a little Knight Rider thing on the front. It would, as it was burning and going to the house.
That... You...
What?
There are plenty of people that I would do that to.
Oh, I know. I know there is. I do know there. I believe you. I hope one of them ain't me. Some days, I imagine it is. But I hope not today. I hope not today. Today ain't my day. Mm-mm. Maybe it is. I don't know the way it's looking.
One day, on the Tucson Show, a truck is going to come from this way and just take him out.
It might. It could. He's going to go off. He's like, I got to take a break. And he'd go off, and then a second or two later, boom! You would hear me ranting in Doppler. Yeah. Fuck you! Yeah, Doppler rant. We should try that someday. I'd have to be moving Doppler really rant. Fast. Doppler rant.
Huh.
I'd have to just be moving really fast. Just rant at somebody as I'm going towards them. You know what I hate? That would be awesome.
I almost made it.
You almost made it. You did a good job. You did a very good job. You were strong.
Yeah, but I'm over sweating up a storm.
You were strong. Oh, my goodness.
My lungs hurt. My body weary. I'm tired.
I'm tired, sweetie.
I'm tired, honey. I'm going through the change, girl.
I'm tired. So we could get into Katharine Hepburn.
I'm tired
all the time. I don't know why. And you gotta do it. She was always sounded like somebody was shaking a bitch, you know. Shut up. What are you talking about? Having sex with that woman must have been amazing. Oh, God. Oh, faster. Oh. I would have loved to heard something like that coming through the wall. That would have just been.
I would go in there like the almond face. I'd put my ear under the door so I could hear.
That would be so much fun.
Oh,
you're so big. Oh my God. Oh, we're going way out now. You know what? We're going to take a break coming up here in a little bit. I want to let everybody know that coming up next week, we got a few special things for you on the breaks. You're going to want to start paying attention to the breaks. We've got Spaz Fox is returning.
Oh, yeah.
And he's returning in video. So, yeah, with a new segment, I've seen it. It's going to rock. We're also going to have some Matt Ebel videos.
Okay.
We're going to have some work from Big Blue Fox, if you've never seen him. And Tim DeRue also. Some Tim Drew videos. So we're going to be coming back with some more original furry stuff for you guys. We also have several people who've approached this now. It never ceases to amaze me every time we go, you know what? We need segments. How many creative people will pop up out of the woodwork? We're going to have a segment called Jim Bob Billy Bob.
No,
it's good. I'll show you a preview later. It's going to really, we're going to be proud to have him on the show. We really are. And Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But for now, do pay attention. If you're a Halo fan or a fan of Red versus Blue, pay attention to our break this time.
I'm a big Halo fan.
This first segment on the break, I think will give you Halo fans a boner out there. Really big one. Got to say, yeah, so it's going to be cool. But yeah, so we're going to be taking a break here. And
There it is.
Back in a bit. You know, I actually do love that video a lot.
Yes.
I think that is... 5 Second Films, I became a real big fan of those when I saw the CD one. You gotta go, just look up 5 Second Films CD.
I had to have seen that one.
That one's so funny. That one got me hooked. And now there's a whole bunch of them. They come out with like several of those a week.
Yeah.
But what'd you think of the Halo?
I love the Halo one. I love it.
That came out, I think it... Was it E3?
Probably.
I think it was E3. See, it was somewhere it came out. And I don't know what it means. I don't know if that means they got some sponsorship that they're going to be able to, you know, make a series out of this. Or if that was just a one-shot deal, I have no idea, but...
I will watch it every week, every day, every...
I'm right there with you, my man. You know, today, last time we had actual statements left on doctors' charts.
Yes.
Left on patients' charts. Today we have actual statements from insurance claims. The following... are actual statements found on insurance forms where car drivers attempted to summarize the details of an accident in the fewest possible words. Which, of course, we know that we know how much the normal average moron has a wonderful economy with words, and we're gonna get to see just how well they use them.
Looking forward to this.
Let's see if people win or not. But either way, it's gonna be hilarious. We know that. Okay. I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law, and headed over the embankment. Because I've seen some mothers-in-law that would make me want to do this.
Run over the embankment.
Like, pull over and then look and be like,
"That's brilliant.
Yep. I'm done." Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree that I don't have. You know, that... collided with a tree... You know, you can say that about anything. I collided with a house I don't have. I collided with a dude with a baby I don't have. But... it's just the way he made it sound. Like,
right.
He really had no idea
that he...
where he was. Came home.
He was drunk.
Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with the tree I don't have. I thought my window was down, but I found it was up when I put my head through it. Let me tell you, that'll bring you back to reality quick.
Yeah.
You know, if there's been several times where I was not sure if the window was down, and I've called over to Jibba and said, "Jibba, is that window up or down?" And he's gone... And it was up. Yeah, it was a nigga head. And he gets nigga head. Yep.
Ooh. we had the nigga knife, the nigga hand.
Nigga hand.
Now we got the nigga head.
Now you got the nigga head. Ooh, headbutts. Put it through the... boom. By the way, if you are experiencing explosions, right, if you can hear some explosions coming over the mics, which you probably can. Hang on. Hear that? If you can... that, ladies and gentlemen, is that's Disneyland. That is how close we are to Disneyland. That's their nightly fireworks show going off. So it happens every night. We find that after we've been here for a while, we can't tell time anymore. Unless shit starts exploding around a certain time. So, let's see. I collided with a stationary truck coming the other way. That's a good one. That's a new one, Mama.
That one's kind of hard to pick up.
That one...
was this person drunk as well?
I would hope so. I mean, for a person to think a stationary truck is coming towards them, they better been on something.
Right.
Or they're just stupid.
Well.
Unfortunately. Let's see. A truck backed...
So would you want me to read this one? Okay.
Okay.
A truck backed through my windshield into my wife's face.
I want to see it. Pictures or it didn't happen?
Video.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Truck backed through my windshield.
Into my wife's face. That's what it says. It's the... Oh, Lord. The guy was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I hit him.
Hey.
That little bit of made it sound a little bit...
Trying to hit him.
Yeah, like it was trying to hit him. He might have been. I had been driving for 40 years when I fell asleep at the wheel and had an accident. Hey, I can maybe make it 20 hours and then I... 40 years.
40 years, I give it to you.
Gotta say something, yeah.
You get 8 hours out of me.
Yeah. Let's see. To avoid hitting the bumper of the car in front of... Wait. To avoid hitting the bumper of the car in front, I struck a pedestrian. Good on you. That's the way you do that.
Hit those pedestrians.
Yeah. If you find you're gonna hit something... You know, swerve and hit the dude. Much less damage to your car.
And especially, that's what bumpers are for.
Yeah. Bumpers are for scooping pedestrians right out of the way. It's amazing how well they work. Let's see. An invisible car came out of nowhere, struck my car, and vanished. Now, that person, I hope, was on something.
An invisible car came out of nowhere.
Struck my car and vanished. It's like, okay, what were you on? Let's see. I told the police that I was not injured, but on removing my hat, found that I had a fractured skull.
Well?
I mean, you know, when you take off your hat and some brains come out with it. I'm no doctor, but I might say you're probably injured.
You're probably injured.
You know? The pedestrian had no idea which way to run, so I ran over him. You know.
You remember that old, like, Tex Avery cartoon where they were talking about the cars of the future?
Yeah.
And they had the dude with the long bumpers in the front of the car, and he was running down the street, running people over, and
didn't know which way. That was awesome. Okay, this is my favorite one, I think. I saw a slow-moving, sad-faced old gentleman as he bounced off the roof of my car. Oh, goodness.
So it was slow. He saw it in slow motion.
I guess so. Let's see. I was thrown from my car as it left the road. I was later found in a ditch by some stray cows. Not a place you want to be in the world.
No.
No.
Buy some stray cows.
I got an idea. Why don't you do the what you're drinking tonight?
What I'm drinking tonight?
Yes. I'll be right back.
Well, but I don't know what to do here.
What are you drinking?
Well, this, as you know, this is my special mug. Actually, what I'm drinking tonight is, we're going to start this every week, I'm drinking a beautiful concoction called Blue Moon. Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
And if you've never had Blue Moon, what you should do, take your Blue Moon bottle. Gladly, sadly, I don't have a Pilsner glass. And pour it in here.
Pour it in the Mickey.
Pour it in the Mickey glass. And if you actually want a good taste, grab an orange. Slice it up, put an orange in it, and it tastes wonderfully. That's what's Jibba drinking tonight. Now, I did! Blue Moon.
Oh,
Mickey.
You gotta sip it and make it look good. That's how they do it.
Well, I've already poured all of them out, so I can't pour. I have like half this little glass left, and I'm done.
You know, this week, as far as the Dear Two letters went, was one of those tragic weeks where we had so many good letters. I mean, even after reducing the ones that were too long to read and stuff, we still had, 25 or 30 excellent letters. And I'm really sorry we can't read all of them, but we just don't have time. We don't have time. But we do have 11 of them.
Okay.
And we have 30 minutes left, so I think we might be able to pull this off for once.
For once, get all through the letters.
Yeah. Okay. Dear Two, with the number of celebrity deaths rising as of late, I've become rather paranoid about the well-being of some of my favorite famous people, you and Jibba included. We're famous. Hi.
Hi.
We're
the famous people.
Hi. I am one of your Christian listeners, so this leads... What? What? Hi. So this leads me to my awkward inquiry. In regards to your religious affiliations, would you have a problem with me praying for you? I'm not praying for your soul or anything. I'm just putting a request to the higher-ups that no one drops a meteor or a piano on you. Although I've been following you for several years, I'm not sure which side you will fall on this one. Signed, a card-carrying member of your various anonymi. Actually, to tell you the truth, I am an agnostic and I am a former Christian, I do harbor some... bitterness. I have some biasness against organized religion in general. I actually consider it actually a great compliment when somebody wants to ask their God for something on behalf of me. I find it a compliment. I don't know about you.
Well, we've discussed not my political beliefs, but my religious beliefs on the show before.
Yeah.
And you know that I do believe in there is a higher power out there somewhere.
Yes.
So praying for me, you can pray for me all you want to. I pray, actually, I do a prayer every morning.
It involves whiskey.
No.
And
gin.
It involves whiskey and dick.
Yeah. Gin and dick.
Gin.
Suda.
Subuda.
Well, we both don't have a problem if you want to pray.
No.
Pray for us.
I actually consider...
I need all the help I can get.
Actually, there have been times where I've asked people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when I can't... Okay, when you leave the faith, when you leave it, it's kind of like... when you learn that Santa Claus isn't real, and then you really can't ever go back to that. You can't start believing in Santa again. So even though there's some times where I still wish that I was, because there's some times, I would love to pray to somebody, I can't do it. And during those times, I have asked people, it's like, look, if you got a God you can pray to for me on my behalf, please, just in case. So I don't get fucked over. Maybe I can use all the help I can get, Pardon me. I'm still suffering from AC crud.
I didn't get any.
He didn't get none. I'm still, oh boy, Sunday. I thought I was going to die. And there was a lot of people there. I had to cancel my Sunday morning panel on hang gliding. And people were like, oh, he's drunk. What, is he drunk? A hangover? No, it wasn't it. I had one drink the night before with Craig Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Jenner. And then the next morning... I was doomed.
Yeah, there was a night that I had the entire bottle of wine.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Dear Two. Real show now. Last week, I was asked one of those what-if questions, which most people are asked now and then when consuming alcohol in the company of friends. If I had to lose one of my main senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, or touch, which would I choose to give up? My answer is hearing. My question to you is thus, what sense would you lose if you had the choice between these listed above, and why? Remember that taste and smell are grouped together, and no, you can't choose your two cents as a fifth option. I hope this tickles your brain a little. This is from Jeeves DeRue from Scotland. If I was to lose one sense, I would lose my sense of face. I would lose my sense of face so that everything here, I would not know about it. I would not know about this. That way, when people ask me a question, I would, like, answer with my arm or with my eye or maybe with my foot. But I would not know about this. It would be gone. I would have... What, dude, where's your sense of face? I ain't got none. I'm disabled because I have no sense of face. My sense of face, I lost it. It's a landmine in the war. Took away my sense of faith. How about you? What? What? Which sense would you lose? Would you lose your sense of black?
I would lose my sense of boobs.
You'd lose your sense of boobs?
Boobs be gone.
But no, that's where your gin and your gay come from. A boob?
Oh.
A bottle cap? Jesus! Alky. Alcoholic motherfucker. Oh my gosh. Seriously?
I didn't think.
Okay, to be serious for a minute, I don't... I'd probably lose my sense of touch. Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
I could get along without it. But see, I wouldn't want to lose any of them, but I could not live without the other ones. I gotta be able to hear. Gotta be able to hear music. I gotta be able to see pretty things. Like, you know, penis and my own self. And, I love food. I can't live without tasting food. So, I would just have to lose touch.
See, I'd rather live without tasting.
Really?
Tasting or smell, yeah.
That would have to be my second choice, I think.
Because with me being in dance, I have to be able to feel my partner, have to be able to hear the music and see what's going on.
Well, you know, because if you can't feel your partner, you grab her and just spin her around. Head slam. So, whoa, sorry.
I would have to choose, based on my dance, I would have to choose my smell.
But think about it. You'd also lose your sense of pain. You could, like, put cigarettes out in your hand and see people, damn, he's crazy motherfucker. And you could make a nigga hand. And slap somebody, people, damn, that is a bad dude. And people would give you money and blowjobs. I think I like that idea.
That would be my second choice, but okay, my first choice is my... Because I would love to just beat some people down.
With some glass in your hand.
With some glass in my hand.
I would.
And would not even feel it. Didn't they have that in one of the 00 James Bond things?
Glass hand?
Well, no, the dude, he didn't have any feeling. And he...
Oh, yeah!
Smashed his hand,
just
and,
smash
thing,
his
and,
hand through shit. Yeah.
Oh, what movie was that?
That was the dude with the hat, wasn't it? It was the Chinese guy.
It was in the later ones, but I remember it. I remember
it. We'll think of it, yeah. Or if you think of it, right into the show. Dear Two, thank you for starting the new season of 2 Cents. Now I have something to listen to again while I'm drawing porn. Cheers, Zambuca, the German Shepherd. Zambuca!
Oh, yes!
Zambuca is the...
Hello!
Hello, Zambuca! Zambuca is the one who makes the swinging icons.
Yes. See, everybody has one but me. I want one from Jibba. I mean, Zambuca.
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 To
him.
Jibba.
Yes.
I.
We love.
Me.
The swingies.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
And I sit there and that's all I do all day on FA. On FA, that's all I'm doing is just sitting there doing this with a big smile. Because I'm happy. Because I just ate a face or something. I don't know why.
What? The water's not enough.
The world is not enough. That's
yes.
Okay. So you knew you'd get it. It's one of those things if you don't think about it, you know? Let's see. I am a straight non-fur who has been listening to your rants, Dear Two Files, and other amazing work since I was 12. You've been listening to me since you were 12, and you're not gay or furry? Where did we go wrong?
We are here to convert you.
Where did we go wrong?
You need to be gay. You need to be a furry.
Some of our children just don't grow
it's
up
okay,
right.
Okay.
They don't grow
it's
up
okay,
right sometimes.
Okay, okay.
I just, it hurts, you know.
You know what? To help you become gay and a furry, come to Antheria.
Yeah. Come to Antheria. Oh, my gosh. I am a straight non-fur who's been listening to your rants, Dear Two Piles, and other amazing work since I was 12. I first heard about you when I was in Boy Scouts from my fur friend, Koba Fox. I just want to say, too, that you have really opened my eyes. Before I heard your wisdom, I was a homophobic, closed-minded little shit. Your rants have really made me think and question my beliefs, and I overcame my religious brainwashing. I'm now 16, and I feel free and loving life. So I guess this is a thanks to you and everything you've done. If it wasn't for you, I would probably not be the same person I am today. Keep up the kick-ass work, you awesome motherfucker, and I wish you happiness and success for the rest of your life. Your loyal fan, Colonel Cuban from Gainesville, Florida. You know, that makes me really like hearing that stuff. And the reason I do is because I was the same way for a while. I was homophobic. I was a gay basher for a while. I used to kick the shit out of them. Me and my friends used to hunt them down and beat the hell out of them. And now, I shoot them. I was also extremely religious. I don't want everybody to get out of religion, but if it's not for you, then, you know, you should be able to get out. But so, I like to think that, I can maybe relay some experiences or some feelings to people that might help them sometimes. And people ask me questions, and I just hope I do the best that I can.
The best that you can. That's how you do it.
Do the best I can. Thank you very much for that letter. I love thank you, letter. You just bought another show. You just bought another show.
Yes. So,
yes.
$10.
Ten.
At Walmart.
$10.
$10.
Oh, my holy Lord. Dear two, my 88-year-old grandmother punched me in the chest today. Thank you, Oni the White Cat. Punch the bitch back! Punch her back!
Take her game.
You might be able to kill her. Just punch her back.
I don't think she can punch that hard if she wanted to.
I don't care. Somebody, hey, equal rights for old people, right?
Well, see ya.
If they're gonna hit me, you should punch her right back. With a truck.
Flaming.
Flaming. F-150 on fire.
Please do it. Videotape it.
Yes. Punch her back with a F-150 on fire and send the videotape to 2@rantygriffin.com.
That reminds me of my Aunt Jeannie.
Did you punch?
No. I didn't punch.
You run over with a flaming truck?
I tried. But she was so old, and she would get so mad that when I was a kid, she'd come and try to whoop me.
Yeah.
And she was so feeble and so weak that she was doing her best, and it wasn't even hurting me.
She was busy flailing herself half to death instead of beating you.
She wouldn't even, she hit me, but it wouldn't even hurt, and I'd just be like standing, and she's going to town for like 20 minutes trying to beat the shit out of me.
Well, you know, it's amazing how, you know, spanking a kid, that takes practice.
Yeah.
You ever seen them trying to, they won't hold still for that shit. It's like trying to wrestle a greased up pig down naked. It's just, and I've done that. I lived in Arkansas. Which, you know, I mean, it's, you can't hold them things down for nothing, and it does take practice. Worst beating I ever got was from my granddad. He had like two generations of practice beating kids. And one day I made him mad, and I have never, he busted my ass so fast it made my head spin.
See, my mother used to miss us and hit herself, and she'd think that we were hitting her. And she'd get mad and go longer.
Oh gosh, my granddad, he was one of those World War II grandfathers.
Oh yeah,
I got a whooping by him once. Boy, I didn't never do nothing bad around him no more after that. And it was just his hand too, but at his age,
they're good.
His hand was like made out of leather at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well hit me with a pan. I say, dear two, I have been accepted to a law school with an internationally recognized intellectual property program. I've also received a $30,000 a year scholarship, so I'm basically going there for free. My penis is enormous, I have lots of friends, and I haven't come out to my father, and I probably never will. Every week you have letter after letter of people who piss and moan about the horrible lives. I figured you'd want one from a fan who is doing fucking awesome. Sincerely, a lucky bastard. Clapping for you. Clapping for you. That's good to hear. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations on law school. That's one thing. That's a hard thing to get through. Good luck.
Yes. Yes, it is. But can I have a loan later?
I don't need a loan. I need you.
Yeah, you're going to. Yeah, we're going to. Just don't turn into one of those slime ball lawyers and, like, sue people for, you know, Nothing like
no,
that.
No, please do. When I trip over a kid in a store,
we
need a lawyer to take
your
over
your own kid. When you trip over your own kid,
we need you. Or when me and two finally fall off the edge and go to Disney and kind of
kick your children around drunk. Disney is our bar now. We go there, get drunk, and kick children. That's all. When you live a mile and a half away from the place, you know, it's just it's like a bar. We stop there and ride roller coasters on the way to the grocery store. So.
And drink a couple
and
beers
and
go away.
Yeah. Come join us one of these days. We'll take you over there. Dear two, my mate and I spent most of this last weekend moving into our new apartment. I've moved plenty of times in my life, and it started a discussion on how such experiences shaped our own personalities. I felt that while I was more socially awkward, I was also more accepting and understanding of other cultures and lifestyles. So I ask you this. Do you think it's more important for someone to spend their lives cultivating personal relationships with close friends, or to have a wider range of worldly experiences? Perhaps even both can be done nowadays with greater social networking provided by sites such as Twitter and Facebook. I ask because I'm planning on having a child with my mate sometime soon, and I wish to take such things into account. Forever wandering, Restorf from Wisconsin.
I know Restorf, actually.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'll tell you this. Interestingly enough, I found that if you do it right, one follows the other in that case. If you cultivate more personal relationship with people, you will find yourself having more opportunities.
Yep.
To get more worldly experience. You can do it on your own. You can do it without, you know, cultivating the personality or the friendship so much. But you know what? It's actually not as easy. It's a little bit more difficult. It's actually a lot easier to have more worldly experiences when you have more personal friendships. That's my experience. I don't know if you have any examples.
I did it the other way around.
So you got the world experience and then got the friends from it.
Right.
They do kind of go hand in hand.
They go hand in hand. So if anything, I'm sure that we look like we agree, do both if you can.
If you can. Although, okay, technically, going down to semantics, she did ask what's more important.
I don't think one is more important.
Of course it would depend on the person. In my life, I think what would be more important to me would be cultivating a relationship with people. Would be more important in my life than the world experience. Not that I don't like, you know, being experienced, familiar with the world, but if I had to choose, then I think I'd take the close friendships and personal relationships with people, because at least that way you can learn more about life. And you know, you can do it both ways, but yeah, there's no need to pick one or the other, because in general, they go hand in hand.
That's one thing that I really can't pick. I really cannot pick.
It's a tough one. That's a tough one. It really is.
Huh. Thanks. You gave me a question. I'll answer. I'll give you an answer next week.
Write to Restorf personally.
Yes.
You can write to Restorf. You know what? I'm hoping that we're going to have enough material, because we got 10 minutes left and 1, 2, 3, 4 letters left. I think we can do this.
I think we can do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Dear two, I was just sitting here, enjoying a bag of gummy worms, and when the worst thing happened, while I was eating the last few worms, I found a gummy bear.
Oh!
Yes, you heard right, a gummy bear in my gummy worms! What the fuck is going on? This is the worst of any insult I have ever gotten. I feel as if I've been punched in the face, kneed in the balls, my arms and legs have been broken, shot in the pelvis, and been forced to eat Janet Reno's tentacle clitoris!
Ew. He wrote that?
Yes, he did.
Oh. He really did.
What can I do about this tragedy? From Yata the Skunk. You know, if they're going to bring this war...
Right.
If they're going to make the move like that, then we need to bring this war right to their front door. We can't put up with this.
You know, our lawyer friend, we need you.
Yes.
We need you. We need to sue!
Sue! Buddha. No. No Buddha that
no,
time.
Just sue.
Yes. We need to sue. We need to go and find their hideout.
Yes.
I know they live in a tree. It may be with the Na'vi. I'm not sure. I think the Na'vi and the gummy bears are like neighbors. So if you can find the Na'vi, then maybe we could find the gummy bears. And if we can do that, we could raise an army of mega mutant gummy worms to go in there and fuck up all the gummy bears and then the Na'vi. And we could kill two birds with one stone. Both of them. I mean, that would be awesome. What? See, what would you... Oh, I know what we could do.
You just killed a childhood memory for me.
What, the Na'vi?
No, the gummy bears.
I'm sorry.
You remember the Disney gummy bears?
Okay, I'm sorry. See, I'm an old fucker. For me, that was not a childhood memory. But I'm so sorry about that.
Don't talk to me anymore.
You know what we could do instead? We could eat them. We could find them and eat them. Eat them.
You know, I have something.
What?
White Queen.
Excellent. Next subject. That should be... that. Anytime we have to end something.
Yeah.
Anytime we have to end something, we'll just... You know, White Queen. And then moving on. Actually, I got to get that right. Okay, one more time. White Queen. And moving on. That's how we're going to have to do that. Okay. On June 23rd, my mate was coming home from work when some jack-off T-boned her car on her driver's door. Then the car flipped three times, and now she's in the hospital with a shattered left leg, punctured lung, multiple broken ribs, and a pinched disc in her spine. Oh. And bleeding on her brain. I didn't know about any of this until the day I got back from AC. So I have no money right now to see her. From what I know, she's about 600 miles from me. There's no way I can get anywhere close to what she's going to have to owe for after three surgeries. I feel completely helpless being stuck in the center of New York when she's all the way out there. I don't know what to do about this matter, and I could really use your advice. My husky is my entire life, and it tortures me being stuck here with no way to help. So, what do I do? This is from Cobalt the Dalmatian from Hamilton, New York. You need to go and see her.
Yes.
You need to go over there and see her. I don't care if you can't pay for anything or there's nothing you can do. At the very least, you can show up and you can hold her hand and you can be there for her.
Right.
If you, I mean, I know you, there's apparently no money to travel. Surely somebody up there in New York is one of those people that just like to get in a car and drive. Bunny is one of those people. Toast over there.
Yeah. Our...
Toast is over there. And so, yeah. You need to go just see her. And that's what we need to do.
And or you need to. That's all I can say.
That's all you can do. You got to pick up a friend or get a friend to go drive you over there. And, yeah. And
go be there.
Go be there if you can. That's my best advice.
You have no idea what they can do for a person?
Yeah. I mean, now, I got Alpha waving two fingers at me. Does that mean we have 2 minutes left?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Alrighty then.
Wow.
2 minutes, that went by fast.
That sure did.
Okay.
Now let me finish this.
You finish that up and we'll be done. We didn't get through all of them. I guess my timer is about 7 minutes off.
You motherfucker.
I know. I don't know how this could have happened. In any case, thanks for tuning into the show this week. We'll be here next week, as always. Remember to send your Dear 2 letters into dear2@ranting-griffin.com. We can't guarantee we'll answer all of them, but
we'll get
we try our best. We try our best. And what are you going to do after the show?
Drink.
I mean, I think I will, too. I think I'm also going to drink.
Well, we do after the show. We jump on the chat room and chat for a little bit, and then we drink.
Yeah, one of these days we're going to get a little monitor where we can actually see what you guys are saying in front of us. go to camera five and show what it looks like. See, that's the whole studio right there. This is all of it
this
in front of us.
This is what we're sitting at and talking in.
Yeah. So,
I look fat.
No, you don't look fat, sweetie. You don't. He doesn't understand. I'll try it his native language. Hey, gooba dooba solo. Don't hit me.
I should beat.
I am too adorable to hit.
No.
I am too cute.
No, look at this face. This is a Nazi.
I'm so adorable. I am too cute.
And what adorable world are you talking about?
I don't know. I do not know. Anyway, they're waving 1 minute at me now.
Oh!
We're apparently almost out. So,
oh, never mind.
I guess so. So, we will see you guys again next week. And, yeah, we will do that.
We'll be here.
We'll be here. And until then, well, our music hasn't even started yet. You know what I think? I think my timer's right, and I think the money is throwing us off on purpose. That's what I think. I think they're having a good old time out
there.
They're
having a good old time over there.
I'm going to read another letter.
Yeah. Go ahead and finish.
And then I'm going to kill him because we could have gotten through all these. Let's see. Let's just do the last one. Dear Chew, I need your opinion on something. I am 14 years old, and I currently don't have any of the generation game systems, current generation game systems. Only recently have I been really wanting to get one, but there is a problem. I absolutely cannot decide on whether I should get a 360 or a PS3.
360.
Which do you think I should get and why? And also, which ones do you have? Look forward to your reply from anonymously. Get a PC. You don't want a 360. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No.
PC.
No.
PC.
360. PC. He already has a PC. He already sent you the fucking mail.
Well, then there's your game system.
No.
PC.
You need to, he wants to know.
Don't do this. Don't
he wants to know between a 360 and a PS3. 360, because you can play with me. Mm. You can play with me. We can talk online and we can play games.
Mm. Don't do this. Don't go to the dark side, man.
Don't do this. This is not
it's
good.
It's all
either.
About this.
This
is it.
No. It needs to be this.
This
don't
is
you.
It. This is it right here.
Ow! Motherfucker!
It's all about.
No, it's all about this.
It's all about this.
Go ahead, do this. Don't you play video games on me?
I'm gonna play a mouse on you.
No!
Mouse. Don't you do that. Don't you do it. White Queen. And moving on.
How much time we got?
We got 2.5 minutes.
Well, let me give it the golden jibber because you gave the...
You give the golden jibber. We only have one. Yeah, go ahead.
The golden jibber goes to a truck back through my windshield and into my wife's face.
Okay. That gets the golden coon.
That gets the golden coon.
Golden coon. Of the week.
Of the week, yes.
You know, I don't care. That a statement like that makes me wish I had a wife I hated. Because I would relive that moment in slow motion over and over and over again. Just
into my wife. Why gotta be the wife?
Okay, well then do it to me.
And that's what the wife looked like?
Probably. I hope so.
No, it's probably one of those slow motion things where it was like,
you. Oh my gosh. Let's see. I think we have. Nah, we probably shouldn't. Well, we already thanked everybody because we were misled. But, huh? You have any more of what? Beer? You're going to have to finish it quick. Oh, Lord. I don't know why. Why can't you have 3 dates at once?
That was a long time ago.
Oh, the benefits of being homosexual. No gag reflex. We're going to have to take off now. So... we will see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. And, pardon me. Remember. Back over your wife's face. See you next week.